Wednesday, and possibly Thursday, I'll be able to give a shiur by Skype. When I give the shiur by Skype, you watch on this thing?
No, I got projector.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, not Shamayim. Okay. So what are we up to? The Gemara says, just like Hakadeh Mochem Letvilosai, a Chosid Heyonov. He said, it's Lach. Yeah. The Gemara says, you shouldn't, when you leave the shul, you shouldn't run out. You're afraid you're going to miss your train, you're going to miss your bus, whatever. It's not right to run Psiya Gasa because it looks as if you're running away from the shul. It's not nice. To go to shul, you should run, even on Shabbos, even though on Shabbos usually there's a din. You're not allowed to take a psia gasa. You're not allowed to run. Shulchan Aruch says bachurim who enjoy running are allowed to go jogging and running on Shabbos also, because that's their onyek Shabbos. But normally you're not supposed to run on Shabbos. But to run to shul or to run to a shiur that you shouldn't be late, that's permissible. Yeah. The Gemara says, what's the main reward that you get from doing different things? So the Gemara says, Agre dekala duchke. That's on the second very wide line. On both on the base, you have narrow lines and wider lines and very wide lines. So Abai says, Agre dekala duchke. Kala means when my son is having a yarche kala. Yarche means the 2 months of kala. Kala means public learning. So yarche kala means they used to have 2 months where the farmers took off. They used to take off a door. And they used to learn all of Hilchas Pesach, and they took off Elul to learn the Dinim of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. When you have 1 week, strictly speaking, that's not Yarchei Kala, that's Yoimei Dekala. But everybody calls it Yarchei Kala. It's not right. The Mir Yeshiva has Yarchei Kala, but for a week, they don't have for a whole month. Yarchei is 2 months. Miud Rabim Shnayim. So Abai says, if you have these public shiurim, the people walk away, they're really going to remember what they learned. Yeah, they're all going to forget. So why did they deserve to get reward? They deserve to get reward because they were sitting all together, duchukim together, so they deserve the reward for sitting in an uncomfortable position. Yeah, agra, dekala agra, like lufum tzaira agra. Agra is an Aramaic word for reward. The main reward, the main schar that you get for participating in a kala is for the duchka, for sitting uncomfortably. Agra d'shmaitza svar also, you hear a whole pilpul, you're probably going to forget the whole pilpul, but your mind is going to be sharpened, so you'll know how to learn another Gemara nicely. Agra d'shmaitza, the main reward is for the svar. What else the Gemara has? Agra d'tainesa tzidkasa, the main reward for tainis is not so much for fasting, the main reward you get is because you give tzedakah on the tainis tzibah. That's important, you always have to give tzedakah on the tainis tzibah. The Mishnah Berurah says, you have to at least give that amount of money that you save because you didn't pay for your breakfast and your lunch. Some people eat such an elaborate supper, so however much they save on the breakfast and the lunch, they spend on the supper, so there's no money left. So there's no money left to give to the tzedakah. Suppose that the main reward for a tainis sibur is the money that you give for the tzedakah. Not just on tainis Esther that you give tzedakah. And every tainis should be like that. You should give tzedakah every tainis. Tzedakah tatzel mimavis. Tzedakah is a gevaldige sache. Agreda hespeda deluya. The main reward that you give for delivering hesped is if you cry and you raise your voice and you get other people to cry. That's the main reward. Agreda behilule. The main reward that you get for attending a wedding is mile. They used to hold rushes by weddings. In Europe, that was the common practice. Still is. Now in Europe, they still hold long rushes by weddings. The mashgichim and the musa yeshiva used to give long rushes by weddings. Okay, what else does Gemara say? Gemara quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, Kirum Zulas Livnei Adam. It's a difficult pasuk. So Gemara says it's a reference to Dvarmam, the Brum Shalolam, Rum Tfilo. is Dvarim Ha'anim Merubim Shalaylam, and Bnei Adam is Alsim Mizalsal Mehem. How do you see that tefillas from the Dvarim Ha'anim Merubim Shalaylam? So you have in Parshas Bereishis, Rashi says, Sha'oyla Lamaylam, prayers go up to heaven. But you have more than that. In Parshas Bereishis, it says, Chalsiach Hasad Eterim Yeborz, Vachalais Hasad Eterim Yitzmak Elohim, Terashem Alkim Al Ha'aretz, Vodamayin Lavoidus Al Adoma. So Rashi quotes a very fantastic comment from the Medrash Rabbah on that pasuk, that the grass didn't grow because there was no rain. How come there was no rain? Because Adamayin Lavoidus Al Adoma. Adam wasn't created yet that he should Lavoid, Avoidus Shebelev, to pray for the rain. The Baruch Hashem didn't want to give the rain until he first created Adam Rishon, that he should pray for the rain. Then he's going to give it. I mean, that's built into the Teva Ha'olam. But Baruch Shalom wants people to pray for the rain. Wants them to say the same Talamot Ha'olam, to ask for the rain. That's how Rashi quotes the Medrash interpreting the Pasuk. So that's Dvarim Ha'olam, the Merum Shalom. We don't understand. The Gemara says in Yevamos, how come Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel were Akoras? Then the Gemara has one opinion that even Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were Akorim. Such a strange thing. So the Gemara says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesava letfilos mishol tzadikim. Some people have a desire for money. Some people have a desire for food. Some men have a desire for women. Some men, all men, have a desire for women. All normal people have a desire for women. So the Baruch Shalom also has desire. We don't understand what that means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesava letfilos mishol tzadikim. What do you mean? You have a desire means that you're lacking something. Baruch Shalom is not lacking anything. What does it mean? We don't know what it means. Whatever it means sounds like it's Dvarim Ha'olam Demerum Shalaylam. If Tfilos Mishal Tzadikim is the desire of the Baruch Shalom, it must be something very important. And people are mizalzal. People don't pay attention to the whole gravity. The Gemara says you should be careful, me davening. Minchish. So they should go always yesterday. Shachris is before you go to work. Ma'ariv is when you finish. Mincha is in the middle of the day. People are in the middle of work, in the middle of school, in the middle of doing things. They have to take out time to daven mincha. So that's why the Gemara has one says Liolmi Amrav Chelvo Amravuna. Liolmi Hiyodim Zor B'Tfilas Amincha Sheliyo Ano Elanen Elav Tfilas Amincha. When you take out time in the middle of the day from your busy schedule to daven mincha. So that's more important than Shachris and Ma'ariv. Then the next one says, you got to be careful about Ma'ariv also. The next one says, you got to be careful about Shachris also. Everything is important. All the Tefillahs are important. Hanenem Mesudas Chosen has to be Mesamech de Chosen. How are you Mesamech de Chosen? So in Shulchan Aruch they say, you crack a joke, or you hold a drasha, or you dance, or you sing, or you give a matana, cash. Give a significant matana, okay. That's how you Mesamech de Chosen. Rav Soloveitchik said a svara, he once said b'shem Rav Chaim, there are occasions he said it's his own svara, not Rav Chaim, whatever. Maybe it means if you attend the wedding and you don't stay till the Shevet Brachas at the end, that's called Eina Misamcha. To be Misamech Duchasan Al Pidin, to crack a joke and to give a matana, that's Mila D'Alma, that's considered Misamech. Al Pidin, Misamech Duchasan means you participate in the Shevet Brachas at the end. Wow. That's quite a chumrah, that you got to stay till the Shevet Brachas at the end. So if a person is misamech v'im misamcha meschor, what reward does he deserve? So usually reward is given midah keneged midah. So what reward is one given because he's misamech nechasan zecha v'toirah, and one says, kilo hikriv korban toidah, and the other one says, kilo banachur v'achas mechubas Yerushalayim. So we explain what this is all about. That there's a gemara in Psochim, which lists off which are the Sudas Mitzvah. What's it doing in Psochem? The din is menatayra b'bitol b'leib sagi. If you're mevat l'chametz b'leib, that's good enough. You don't have to destroy the chametz. And the Rabbanan, they said, no, you have to destroy the chametz. So what if a person is, if he got to burn his chametz, he has chametz in the house, if he got to burn it, and he's already driving to his in-laws. His in-laws live in Cleveland, and it's going to be a whole day's traveling on Erev Pesach. And then he's halfway there, and then he reminds himself he forgot to burn the chametz. So he can call up the next neighbor and ask the neighbor, burn the chametz for me. Okay, but years ago they didn't have a cell phone. So he can't call up the next day to ask him to burn it. So are you mechuyev to drive back home? And I won't get there. I won't be able to go to the in-laws. And I didn't prepare anything for Pesach. I have to beg by the neighbors. They should let me eat by them for the Siddurim. So should I have to, am I obligated to go back to burn the Chametz to fulfill the Takanos Chachamim? Or maybe I'm allowed to rely on the Din Deraisa that Bitul Balev Sagi. So the Gemara says, if you're going to participate in the Sudas Mitzvah, then we allow you to revert back to the Din Deraisa. But if you're going just to have a good time by your in-laws, then not. Then you have to go back and burn the Chametz and lose your chance to eat by the in-laws. So what's considered a Sudas Mitzvah? So the Gemara says, Sudas Erisin, Sudas Nisuin, different things what's considered. So then in Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim have the whole discussion there, what's considered a Sudas Mitzvah. It's in Hilchas Erev Pesach. On that Mishnah, where's that Mishnah? What daf? Memtes? Something like that. Memtes and Psochem. When is it considered a Sudas Mitzvah? So it says there, a Sudas Chasen is a Sudas Mitzvah only if the Chasen is a Talmid Chacham. If the Chasen is a Balabas, then it's not a Sudas Mitzvah. So it's a Pella, all the Talmid Chachamim, I'm chuyev to get married and have children. Everyone is mechuyev to get married and have children. So why is a Sudas Chasen only a Sudas Mitzvah by a Talmid Chacham? So the answer is, every time you're doing a mitzvah, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. I put on tefillin this morning. Woo, we got to have a Sudas Mitzvah. Put on a talis, put on a berakah. We've got to have a Sudas Mitzvah. Breakfast is a Sudas Mitzvah because I put on a talis cotton this morning. Not every time that you do a mitzvah do you throw a big party. So, on Yontev has Sudas Mitzvah. On Shabbos, Kavasa, the Shabbos, Oinigonim. Shabbos is a Sudas Mitzvah. Why Sudas Chosen? Sudas Mitzvah. So the Gemara says in the Yevamos, in the end of Perak Abol Yevimtoi, the Mishnah talks about the mitzvah of Piri Rivia. The Gemara talks about how wonderful it is to get married. So the Gemara says, Hashari below Isha, one who's not married, Shari below Torah. His Torah is insignificant. Means if he plans to continue learning after he gets married, he'll see that the learning, he's going to steiger learning. He's going to be stronger in learning after he marries than before. So if a chassan is interested in learning, so when he gets married, it's like a new Kabbalah Sator because he's going to be learning better now. And the Gemara says in Psochim, there is a machlokes hatanoim. Are you supposed to have elaborate meals on Yontif or not? So the Gemara said there's a contradiction between two psukim. Machlokes ablazim Rabbi Shua. There's a contradiction between two psukim. One pasuk says atzeres tielachem, you should eat and drink and enjoy the meals. And one pasuk says atzeres l'Hashem elokecha, you should dedicate the whole day to in Yoni Ruchnias, the davening and the learning. So it's a stira, and there is no kosva shlishi sheachri benem. So we know that there's one in the midrash of the last of the Yud Gimel midrash of Torah Nidashes Pem Shnei Ksuvim Amkhishim Zazah Sheba kosva shlishi sheachri benem. What if you have Shnei Ksuvim Amkhishim Zazah? There is no kosva shlishi sheachri benem. So that's a machloke satanoim. What do you do? So Blazer says whenever you have Shnei Ksuvim Amkhishim, it's understood either A or B. And the same over here on Laman Hayim at base, the Gemara has there's a contradiction between two psukim. One pasuk says, "Bahagisa ba yom v'loila." Got to learn all day and all night. Everyone has to belong to the koilo. Everybody, no one's allowed to work. Everybody has to sit and learn. The other pasuk says, "V'asafta d'ganecha v'sirosh v'izarecha." The people work for a living, so it's a contradiction. And there is no kasav ashlishi she'akriy b'nei'im. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says the answer is Kam is man she'os mitzvah shalom malkam. Kam is man she'enos mitzvah shalom malkam. If you are here mitzvah shalom malkam, everybody sits and learns in the koilah, and nobody works for a living. And those who enos mitzvah shalom malkam, then you work for a living. Then you work for a living. And the opinion, this opinion, has not been accepted. The Gemara says Habi also Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Many people try to do like that, to sit and learn in koilah, not to work for a living, and it was a flop. But they also be Adam, so the Gemara is not recommending it as a program for the masses. For Yechidus Gula, here and there, it's okay, but you can't have a yeshiva with 5,000 people sitting and learning in Kailo. That's not a program, that's what the Gemara says. It's not a program for the masses. That's where Abchaim Balozhen writes like that in Nefesh HaChaim. The Gemara says, Harbe Yosek, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, but they also be Adai, means Harbe. It's not a program for the masses. For Yechidus Gula, it's okay. Yechidit school, that's okay. And we don't, so what do we do with the steer between the two psukim? On the one hand, it says Vagisa b'yom v'loilo. L'olam sefer teres al picha gisa yom v'loilo. The other pasuk says v'safta d'ganecha. So the answer is hanik by minik d'acheretz. Even though there is no kosev hashlishi she'achriya b'neihem, you make your own hachra. You make a compromise on your own. That's divrei Rabbi Shmo. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says no. Whenever you have two psukim that are makrishim, the implication is either A or B. So that's the same machlok as there in psachim. That one pasuk says atzeres tialachem, one pasuk says atzeres l'shem alakecha. So how are you supposed to celebrate yontov? You're supposed to dedicate the whole day to davening and to learning. You're supposed to dedicate the bulk the whole day to eating and food. So the Reb Lezer says, like Reb Shimon bar Yochai, either A or B. There is no kosev hashlishi she'achriya b'neihem. So either you have elaborate meals, you got to daven. You got to learn a little bit, you have to daven, but you daven briefly, and you learn briefly, and you eat and drink a whole day. Or you're not allowed to fast, so you have like a regular weekday. You have a brief, you make kiddush, you eat a brief breakfast, and then you dedicate most of the day to learning and to davening. And Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Shmuel over here. When you have shnei kzivim l'chish v'zeze, the reason of kosev hashlishi she'achriya, so you make a pshara. You divide the day in half. In fact, the Rama writes, the Rama writes, and you do like this, he takes everything literally. You daven Ma'ariv, and then you eat the first meal. You daven Shachris and Musaf, then you eat the second meal. You daven Mincha, and you eat Shal Shudas. Literally, you do like that. That's what the Gemara has a suffix in Brachas on Dach. Where was it? Chavav on the base. Chavzayin on the base. Rav Tzoldish al Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. Where was that Gemara? That was the Gemara that Tesis quoted in the first Tesis in the Masechta. The Gemara says, Machlokes HaTanoim, and Chav Zayin Amad Aleph Tosfos quotes, Chashtav Leit Mehuchas Alo Kamar Velo Kamar. We don't know what the din is, like Rav Yehuda, like the Rabbanan. We don't say over here, Yochel V'Rab Malocha Kirabim, because they thought Rav Yehuda's opinion was a strong opinion over here. You should only dab Mincha until Plaga Mincha, and then you can dab Marv after Plaga Mincha. The Gemara says, it's a Sfeika de Rabban Lekula, David Kamar Rabbit, David Kamar Rabbit. So the Gemara says, okay, so Rav Tzodesh Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, Rav would daven Ma'ariv early and late on Friday evening to be mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. So then the Gemara has a suffix, Rav Tzodesh Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, did he say Kiddush or not? Kiddush Alakos. The Gemara says, yes, he did say Kiddush Alakos. If he said Kiddush Alakos, so he started to eat the meal because they ain't kiddush al b'mokum suda. So he said, the machloek is the 2 days in Tesis, whether you can finish the whole meal with bod yom, you have to eat some at night. So the Magen Avraham says, what if the person doesn't want to daven at the early minyan? Because the early minyan daven is tied to the sasri. They daven mincha after the plag and married before the shkia. So he doesn't want to daven tied to the sasri. So he davens mincha by the first minyan. And then they say Baruchu, they make Kabbalah Shabbos. Initially, Yom Shabbos Baruchu. And then he goes home. He doesn't daven Ma'ariv at all. He goes home. It's more than a half hour till the second minyan is going to daven Ma'ariv. He's going to go home and make Kiddush. And he's going to bench. He's going to eat. And then he's going to come back to Shul to the second minyan and daven Ma'ariv by the second minyan. So the Magen Avraham says, that's fine. You can daven Mincha, the first minyan, be Kabbalah Shabbos. And then you can say Kiddush. And then you'll daven Ma'ariv by the second minyan. So the Vilna Gaon says that it's not correct. That the Gemara says, Rav Tzolish Ol Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, he daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. So the Gemara has a suffix, is he allowed to say Kiddush or not? The Gemara says, yes, he's allowed to say Kiddush. So the Vilna Gaon was Madaik, only if he daven Ma'ariv early, then he can make Kiddush and eat. But if he didn't daven Ma'ariv early, he's not allowed to make Kiddush and eat. Why such an incident? Why? The Magen Avraham says, what's wrong? You're allowed to eat as long as it's more than half an hour before this Zman HaMa'ariv, you're allowed to eat. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, he thought it's because of this Rambam. The Rambam says, you have to have Chet Shalachem and Chet Shalachem, and he says, this is the way to do it. You daven Ma'ariv, and then you eat. You daven Shachris and Musaf, then you eat, second meal. You daven Mincha, and then you eat Shal Shudas. You have to first do the chet shelachem, chet shel Hashem, and then you do the chet shelachem. So the guy's gonna, guy's just gonna say Baruch Hu. He's gonna go home and eat, start the meal. Then he's gonna go to shul later. He's gonna make kiddush and start the meal, and maybe even finish the meal. Then he's gonna go to shul to daven ma'ariv after making kiddush and eating the meal. That's not right. You have to have first the chet shel Hashem, then you have the chet shelachem. So, getting back again, I remember how we got so involved. What?
That pasuk is from Shabbos.
That pasuk is a machlekes hatanam rabbeinu and Rishu by Yontif. Gemara says on Shabbos everybody agrees. Hakol moedim on Shabbos bina nami lachem, because the karasa the Shabbos oinik. From that Gemara would appear pretty clearly that the mitzvah of oinik kibud v'oinik that says in Yeshaya in the context of Shabbos the karasa the Shabbos oinik dosh Hashem mechubed kibud v'oinik only goes on Shabbos, doesn't go on Yontif, because the Gemara says hakol moedim on Shabbos bina nami lachem, because it says the karasa the Shabbos oinik. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam starts Perek Chav Tes in Hilchot Shabbos. There are four mitzvahs on Shabbos, two Amafurish and Chumash, Zachar v'Shomer, and Shtayim Shenis Parsha Aydei Hanavi and Kibud v'Yonik. So there are four mitzvahs on Shabbos. And then he says, all the four mitzvahs carry over to Yom Tov. Because Yom Tov is also, Yom Tov Ma also Shabbos Hashem. But it says, you should count Sfiras Hashem and Mimachas HaShabbos, the first day Chalamad Pesach. So you see that Yom Tov is called Shabbos. So the Rambam is more famous than the Gemara. The Rambam contradicts the Gemara. Beis Halevi points out the Rambam is against the Gemara. Gemara said beferish that kibud v'yonik only applies to Shabbos, does not apply to Yom Tov, and the Rambam became more accepted than the Gemara, that all the four dinim of Shabbos carry over to Yom Tov. Yeah. So getting back again, so the Gemara says in Psochim that it's only a Sudas Mitzvah, the wedding dinner is only a Sudas Mitzvah if it's a Talmid Chachma that's getting married. Why so? The Mitzvah to get married, have children, applies to everybody. So the answer is, you don't throw a party, you're not mechuyif to have a sudas mitzvah every time you perform a mitzvah. Every time you put on talis and tefillin in the morning, you have to have a sudas mitzvah? No. So why is there a chiyif to have a sudas mitzvah by a wedding? Because the chassan has a new kabbalah satorah now. Because the Gemara says, this machleg zablez Rabbi Yeshua, where the chet shel Hashem and chet shel lachem, where it's optional, akula lachem, akula lachem, this machlag is only on Pesach and on Sukkot, but on Shavuos everybody agrees you have to have elaborate meals. Because Yom Shenitna B'Torah, the Kavod Kabbalah Satorah, you have to have an elaborate meal. Why? The Sforah should have dictated for Ked, Yom Shenitna B'Torah, you should have Yarchei Kala all day long. You should learn all day long, you shouldn't have any meals at all. So the answer is no, but the Pasuk says, V'yechza Salakim V'yechla V'yishtu. And the Ramban on that Pasuk quotes a Medesh, Mikan Shosam Suda L'Gemesh Al Torah. In this pasuk, you see that the correct practice should be: you should make a party when you make a siyum. Gemesh altar means when you make a siyum mesichta, or when you make kabbalah satar. They threw a party. So Rashi quotes a medrash that's choylik. Rashi quotes a medrash that it was improper on the occasion of Maimon Hasina. Vayechzus alukim, there was a givish shchina. They were eating. They were chewing candy, and they were eating popcorn, and they were snacking in the middle, and they were punished because it was highly improper. Like you go to a baseball game, and you're nibbling when you're watching the baseball game. So they were nibbling, they were having candy bars during Maimon Hasina. That's why Rashi quotes a Medrash, but the Ramban quotes a Medrash that disagrees. Just like we have machlokes in Halacha, we have machlokes a lot of times in Hashkafe things. It's machlokes in Hashkafe. How do you interpret the pasuk? Did right or they did wrong? So the Ramban quotes the Medrash, they did the right thing. It was Kabbalah Satorah. They made a covered kasuda, not nibbling on candy bars and on popcorn. They made a covered kasuda, the covered Kabbalah Satorah. And whenever a person makes a siyum mesichta, osim suda legemesh al Torah. And the same thing. The Gemara says the machlokes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua is only on Pesach and on Sukkot. On Shavuos everybody agrees. Hakol Moedim and on Purim everybody agrees you have to have an elaborate meal. So the Girsas HaGaonim was on Purim also you have to have an elaborate meal. Also Yom Shenitna B'Torah. What does Purim have to do with Yom Shenitna B'Torah? So when the Mordechai quotes this from the Shiltas, that was the Girsas HaGaonim in the Gemara. That Purim is the same as Shavuos, Yom Shenitma Torah, so they have if you ever look in the Mordechai, so they have comments and brackets that were added on by the Talmidim of the Ramah. we often give a shiur in Shulchan Aruch, but in the days of the Ramah, Shulchan Aruch just came out, so he used to give a shiur in Mordechai, he used to give a shiur in the Rosh, that was a Sefer Psak. So they have comments, they have brackets, comments and brackets from the shiurim of the Ramah. That's what it says on the first page in the Mordechai. It says whatever's in brackets are the Hagos of the Ramah. So there it says it's based on the Agadat Masechah Shabbos that says Kima v'Kiblu, Kima Mashi Kiblu Kvar. There was a new Kabbalah Satorah on Purim. So just like on Shavuos, there's a mitzvah to have elaborate meals. L'chol Adeis Bein L'Rab Lezer Bein L'Rab Yishua. You have to have very elaborate meals. Yom Shenit Matorah. So on Purim also Yom Shenit Matorah, even though it's the second Kabbalah Satorah. So when a Chosan is learned and he plans to continue learning after the Chasana, so Hashar Balish Hashar Balatar, he's going to learn more now. So it's a new Kabbalah Satar for him. So that's why it's a Sudas Mitzvah. It doesn't mean that the non-Talmid HaChacham don't have a mitzvah to get married and have children. Everybody has a mitzvah. But when you're late tefillin, you don't have a Sudas Mitzvah. You only have a Sudas Mitzvah to cover Kabbalah Satar. So if a Talmid HaChacham gets married, then you have a Sudas Mitzvah. And the Gemara says, Midah Keneged Midah, if you're participating in a Sudas Mitzvah of a Chosan Kala, because he's a learned person, he's going to continue to learn, is zecher the Torah. You'll be zecher to Torah because you were participating in a suda, the Kovah Kabbalah Satar. What if Nebuch, not every chassan is a Talmid Chacham? So the sudas, so they spend a fortune of money on the wedding dinner, and it's not going to be a sudas mitzvah. So they quote, the Maram Rutmerg had a patent, he had a solution. What can you do to convert it into a sudas mitzvah? So there is an institution in the Torah of Karban Toidah. The Gemara says, Abo Tzvich Melohedes, four people, based on the whole Perek and Tilim. That's what the Chassidim say before Mincha, and Erev Shabbat, Hodel Hashem, Kitav Kidyom Chazad, that Perek and Tilim. So the Gemara has later, in the end of the Masech, the Abo Tzvich Melohedes. Who would Abo? Hayotim in Beis HaSurim, Oivrei Hayam, and Holchim in Boris, and Chodesh and Israpei. Those are the four. So what do you mean, Abo Tzvich Melohedes? So Rashi says, the Mechiv to bring a Korban Toidah. Taisus and Perek HaToidah, there's a Perek HaToidah in the end of an Ochus. The Taisus quotes the Rashi and they disagree with Rashi. Hold, there is no such thing. No one's ever mechuyev to bring a Korban Toidah. Toidah is always bo b'ned doing a dova. It doesn't mean that not only the four people who are obligated can bring it, even if you're not obligated, you can bring. Taisus says no one is obligated to bring a Korban Toidah. Ayin says abot zich v'loidus, means that mechuyev to say brichas ha-goymol. Has nothing to do with Korban Toidah. But there is an institution of Korban Toidah. The only question is who has to bring or who's allowed to bring. Anybody can bring. Anyone can bring. You're happy that you're alive, so bring a Korban Toidah. So what's a Korban Toidah? You make it into a Sudas Hodoyah. We express our gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're alive and kicking and that we graduated college and that we celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary or whatever. So the Maram Rutmerg has this word. You can convert if the chosen is not from the learners. You can convert the Sudas Achasen into Sudas Mitzvah by singing Shiras V'Sishbachos. Shiras V'Sishbachos by what? Not to sing In V'Agefen, B'In V'Agefen. No, if you sing praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they found each other, that they're happy. He had to date so many girls and she had to date so many boys till they finally found each other. So they're so happy. No more dating. But the life is easier now. They can relax now. So you can convert the Sudas Chasen into the Sudas Mitzvah if he sings Shiras V'Sishbachos and make it into a Sudas Hodoyah. So then the Gemara says, and the institution of a Sudas Hodoyah that it's a Sudas Mitzvah is the Netziv writes in his commentary on Parshas Tzav is based on the institution of Korban Toidah. So then the Gemara says, it's considered, Maschora, considered Ki'il Hikruv Korban Toidah. If they made it into a Sudas Hodoyah by singing Shiras V'Sishbachos, so then you participated in a surah that's similar to Korban Toidah, so it's considered you get reward, kill the hikr of Korban Toidah. And then the Gemara makes, Gila Banachur Rachas Mechubis Yerushalayim, that's probably based on the Gemara also in Yevamis, at the end of Perek HaBo Yevimta, when the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of Pir Virivya, the Mishnah talks about Pir Virivya, and then the Gemara says there, they had a tradition, Ein Ben David Bo, Melech HaMashiach is Ben David. Mashiach is going to come. There's a chamber in heaven that's called Guf, Gimel Vav Pei. And all the Jewish neshamas are there. And every time another Jewish baby is born, so another neshama is brought down from that chamber in heaven, and is brought into our body. So when all the neshamas in the guf will be brought down into this world, all the babies will be born, so then Mashiach will come. So the question is, so when Mashiach comes, not going to be any more souls in guf, so there won't be any Jewish babies born. That's the end of the Jewish people? How can it be? So that's what they quote from the Arizal. We'll start to recycle. We'll start to recycle the neshamas. So that's what it says in the Tanakh, it says in the Chumash, that the women in the door of Yitzias Mitzrayim were on a higher level than the men. Bizchus Nashim Tzidkonius Nigal Avaseinim Mitzrayim. The men were halalu abdi abadizar, halalu abdi abadizar, and the women apparently stuck to their tradition. The women are more traditional than the men. And then the men wanted to send Baraglim to Eretz Yisrael. They sent Baraglim to Eretz Yisrael because they didn't trust Moshe Rabbeinu, who said it's Eretz Toi Berachava, Eretz Avos Cholav Advash, Givaldik. So they didn't trust the Rabbanu Shalom. They wanted to send Baraglim. So the Mefarshim HaChumash say, if it would have been women, they would have not sent any Meraglim. They wouldn't have been Holtzah. The women were more traditional. See, Benoi Slavcha, they wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the men weren't so keen about the whole thing. The women were more traditional. So the women at the time, the first generation of Jewish people was at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the women were on a higher madriga than the men. So that's what the Arizal, as a pasuk in Navi, that when Mashiach will come, when all the neshamas will be born, so then we're going to start recycling the neshamas. That's called Gilgal neshamas. And the neshama that once came down from Guf to be in someone's body is going to come down again. So then the women in the generation of Bias Hamashiach are going to be on a higher level than the men. But see, the Mashiach is not here yet. We know Mashiach is not here yet. I don't have to prove that anyway. So when a nice religious couple gets married, they plan to have children. The Mishnah says that the Mishnah says in the end of Ksubas, when a couple gets divorced, so the din is the husband always has to pay Ksubas. Even though it's not his fault, he has to pay Ksubas. It's no one's fault. They just fell out of love. They're bored with each other. So the din is the husband has to pay Ksubas. The only time he doesn't pay Ksubas is if the Bezdin can ascertain that it's the wife is at fault for causing the breakup of the marriage. So when is the wife at fault? So let's say the wife decides she doesn't want to be Shomer Shabbos anymore. The husband doesn't want to live with a girl who's not a Shomer Shabbos. That's his decision. If he wants to divorce his wife because she's not religious anymore, he has to pay ksubah. That's not part of the marriage deal. He's not mechuyev to be Shomer Shabbos because of the marriage. Shomer Shabbos because the Rabbanu Shalom told us you have to be Shomer Shabbos. But let's say she doesn't want to dress properly. She's half undressed. So tzniyas, dressing properly, is considered part of the marriage deal. She doesn't want to have children. So that's, she's ruining the marriage. Had a fellow was a bocher, he wasn't married, he was already in his 50s. Finally he fell in love, met a girl, fell in love. Within a week he was already divorced. What happened? He was dating the girl for the longest time. The girl never told him she's not interested in having any children. And he was at Ben Torah. What took him till 50s? And everybody went to his wedding because we were so happy. And then less than a week later he calls up. He says, he's getting divorced. The girl doesn't want to have any children. So the Mishnah says that's considered as if the wife ruined the marriage, because having children is crucial to the marriage. That's part of the definition of the marriage. Mishnah says, Naderes Veina Mikayemes. If the wife takes the Nedarim, she violates the Nedarim, that's grounds for divorce. Gemara says, why? If she's Machal Shabbos, not grounds for divorce. If you divorce your wife because she's not Shomer Shabbos anymore, you do have to pay the Ksuba. So Naderes Veina Mikayemes, why don't you have to pay Ksuba? So the Gemara said, because we learned from Psukim in Tanakh, Bavon Nidarim, Bani Mesim. If the parents violate, take Nidarim and they violate them, then the children are going to die. Having children who are going to be healthy and alive, that's part of the definition of marriage. Well, let's say the wife curses her in-laws. Mekalelis Yoldav Vifonav. She's Mevaza, the in-laws, in the presence of her husband. So that's a violation of the marriage contract, because it's important to have Kibbut Aviyim, because the whole marriage is to have a family unit. And to have a family unit all together, you have to have Kibbut Aviyim. Kibbut Aviyim in our religion is Hukash Kvaidim L'Kvaid HaMokam, not Stama Mitzvah, like Tzitzis HaTfilm. Considered one of the more important mitzvahs. Even Noig B'Zman HaZeh, people don't believe. The mitzvah of Kibbut Aviyim, still Noig B'Zman HaZeh. Everybody violates it. Abai was a Yosem. His father died before he was born, the mother died at childbirth. So he says how fortunate he is that he never violated Kibbut Aviyim. Because it's such a It's such a serious mitzvah, everybody violates it. People, most people, hardly anybody observes Kibbutz Aliyim properly. So Abai was an orphan, he had no parents at all. So he says how fortunate he is, he never had the challenge of observing Kibbutz Aliyim. So again, so when a nice religious couple gets married, we know they're planning on having children. They're planning on having children, so by definition, they're hastening the coming of Mashiach. Because every Jewish baby that's born brings down another neshama from Guf. So that's what the Gemara says. If you misamech the chasen kala, you're celebrating, you're participating in the Sheva Brachas or the Sudas Achasana. So it's kilo banachur brachas b'churbas Yerushalayim. It's considered midah connected midah. It's considered because it's a Jewish couple. It's self understood they're going to have babies. We hope they're going to be blessed with children. So that's going to hasten the coming of Mashiach. So that's considered as if you get reward for rebuilding Yerushalayim. Rebuilding Yerushalayim is going to be when Mashiach comes. That's the Gemara. Zecha the Torah and kila hikru korban toida and kila banachur v'achas mechuvas Yerushalayim. Wow. Where are we? Avav on the base. Sof Davar, how does the pasuk end off in Kohelet? The concluding pasuk in Sof Davar, as Hakimi Rabbis Matzos of Shmar, Kizeh Kol HaAdam. What do you mean, Kizeh Kol HaAdam? So the Gemara says, Kol Olam Kula Nivra Ela Bishvil Zeh. The whole world was only created that there should be a Yerush Shamayim. Shokol Zeh Kenegad Kol Olam Kula. Or one opinion is, Kol Olam Kula Nivra Ela Ditzvas La Zeh. The Rebbe Shlom really created the world. He didn't need a big population. He would create the world from one tzaddik. But the one tzaddik is going to have to wash his own clothing. He's going to have to plant. He's going to have to harvest, make his own food, and make his own clothing. So he'll be busy all day. He won't be able to do Avodas Hashem. So the Rebbe Shlom said, Ezel Ezek Kenegder. Rebbe Shlom created many other people, that someone else should be the farmer, someone else should milk the cows, that someone else should pasteurize the milk and bottle it and sell it and make clothing and make beds and make blankets and everything. So that's Litzvas Lazer. The Rebbe Shlom really created the world Bishvil Torah, Bishvil Yisroel. And the rest is Eze Kenegdo. That's the Rambam has that, like that in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis. He writes everything else in the world is really just created. Litzvas Lazer, he's quoting our Gemara, to help out the tzaddik and Avodas Hashem. So the Ram gives a mashal, everything in the world is like that. Everything that happens in the world is to serve the Jewish people to do Avodas Hashem. So he gives a mashal, if an Arab sheik builds a palace in the middle of the desert, and he has dances and parties all the time, and the thing is a total waste. Nothing of value is being accomplished there. They're just using up a lot of money, wasting a lot of money. And after many years, a scholar is traveling in the desert, and he's exhausted, and he's hungry, and tired, and the palace, he can't get into the palace, so the palace leaves a shade. The sun is on that side, so the palace leaves a shade. So the scholar takes a nap. He lies down on the ground in the shade of the palace. So the Rambam says it turns out it was worth it, the building of the palace 100 years ago, it was worth it that this scholar got something out of it. He restored his koiches and he's able to do Avodas Hashem later. So he got it from this Gemara that the Rebbe Shlom creates the whole world. Kol olam kula nivra ela bishvil zeh. The whole world, everything in the world was created for the tzaddikim to do Avodas Hashem. And everybody else is litzvas lo zeh. So that's what Avdalva L'Soloveitchik said, based on this Gemara and based on that Rambam and the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis, interpreted the Gemara, the beginning of Masechas Avodah Zarah. Gemara says, Los is Lovan, the Yom Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to take out the Torah, is going to say, whoever learned the Torah, whoever did the mitzvahs, come, I want to give you a reward. Whoever didn't do Torah mitzvahs doesn't deserve any reward. So the Romans are going to come and they're going to say, we built a lot of bridges that the Jews should be able to travel to learn in the yeshivas over there. And we made airplanes. The Jews should be able to travel to learn in Eretz Yisrael. We made fax machines and printing presses that the Jews should be able to print Gemaras. They should be able to send the Torah here and there. Baruch Shalom says, you're a bunch of liars. You made bridges in order to make money to charge tax. And you made airplanes to go to war. You didn't make the airplanes that the Jews should be able to go learn in Eretz Yisrael. Everything you did, it's all a lie. So Rav Elbala said, how can I have such a chutzpah, the Yom Adin, to tell a lie? So he thought that maybe that's the pshat. The Rambam gave this marshal, the Arab sheik who built the palace, he didn't have a mind that someday a scholar is going to come and rest in the shade. But min hashamayim, everything that's built in the world, everything that's done in the world, its tachlis is accomplished when it serves a tzaddik. Everything has a value when it's at tzfas lazeh. Like Yaakov Avinu, the Mesilas Yesharim writes, and it quotes in his introduction to the Sefer, Yaakov Avinu was running away from Esav, beginning of Vayetze, says Vayikach me'avne hamokam vayosem me'rash Esav. So the Gemara interprets he took a few stones. Vayikach Pashut Pshat, he took one of the many stones that was there and he put it, he used it as a pillow. But the Gemara understands he took a few stones. Vayikach me'avne hamokam in the plural. And then when he wakes up in the morning, Vayikach ze'evan asher sam me'rash. So he took the one evan. How can it be one evan? But there were a few avonim. The Gemara says all the avonim were vying with each other. Each one wanted Alaya Aniach Tzadik as Rosh. Each one wanted to serve an Avodas Hashem. And Kadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle and they all blended in it together. They became one stone. So what does that mean? It means all of Bria yearns to serve in Avodas Hashem. Litzvas lazeh. Everything has a value if it serves in Avodas Hashem. Even the sheik who built this palace, he didn't use it for Avodas Hashem. That wasn't his intention. He never used it. But if 100 years after he built the palace served the chacham, that he was able to relax in the shade and become reinvigorated, so then it had a tachlis. So that's why Avavel interpreted in the Gemara, that the Umas Adam would come and they say, all the airplanes we made, we didn't have in mind that the yeshiva guys should go learn in Eretz Yisrael. But that's the end of this. That's what happened. Because we built the airplanes, the yeshiva guys in America learned in Eretz Yisrael. Because he made all the bridges so they can travel to the yeshiva over the bridge by foot and so on. And Baruch Shalom is going to say, yeah, but that's not what you had in mind. I'm not going to give you a reward. So they quote the Rav Baruch Ber, when they originally, Rav Avla printed this in his Sefer on Chumash. He wrote it himself in the Sefer on Chumash. And before it was printed after he passed away. So before it was printed, they used to say it Baal Peh. So this was printed originally in the Chidush HaGriz Mipi HaShmua on Chumash. So they quote there, the Rav Baruch Ber learned by Rav Chaim. So Rav Avla Soloveitchik was the Rebbe's son. So whatever the Rebbe's son said is absolutely correct. But he thinks it's still a chutzpah that the Umas Adam should have the chutzpah Niyai Madin to say that they deserve reward. Because they were killing the Jews. They were harassing them. They didn't want them to learn Torah. So they're going to turn around and say, but Lamaisa, the airplanes that we manufactured were used to help the Jews learn Torah. They were anti-Semites. How can they have such a chutzpah? He says, the Rebbe's son's pshat is certainly correct, but still he doesn't see how can I have such a chutzpah. Yeah. Then the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yishai, Gzeilus ha'ani bevatechem. They steal from the poor people. Why should you steal from the poor? You should steal from the rich. Steal from the poor, they have nothing to steal. Steal from the rich people is what to steal. The Gemara says, no, you steal the shalom aleichem. The poor man greets you in the morning, he says, good morning. And you ignore him, you don't answer him back. So you're stealing his aleichem shalom. You have to answer him back. If someone greets you and you don't respond, somebody sends you a letter and you don't answer him. Somebody sends you a wedding invitation, you don't respond. So that's gzeila. You have to respond. Mazel tov, I'm sorry, I can't make the wedding. You should have a lot of nachas. How about tzlocha? But when someone greets me, you don't respond. That's gzeila. That's a form of gzeila. Then the Gemara says on Zayin Amud Aleph, he spoke about the Gemara. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where's tefillin? We had before. Here the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davens, they learn out. Simachtem eves tefilo si. Baruch Shalom davens, what is he davens? What do you mean he davens? It means, so Rav Soloveitchik said, to teach us that when we daven, that's to preserve the tzelem alakim that we have. The psukim Tanakh sometimes describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as doing things. It's not exactly accurate, but it's not a lie either. So what it means is that V'alachta v'drachav is supposed to imitate the ways of Hashem to preserve the tzelem alakim that was instilled within us when we were all born. So one of the mitzvahs that helps to preserve the tzelem alakim is to daven. Anymore has I got it to okay. Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu had a request. He had three requests. Shlosh Adorim Bikish Moshe Milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the requests was Hodieni Noas Rachecha. He wants to know what the Darchei Hashem. What do you mean? What's the question? So the Gemara explains what the question is. How come we have Tzadik V'Ra'ala Rosha B'Tovlo? If you look in Tanakh, all the prophets asked this question. All the philosophers are bothered with that question. From time immemorial. How can it be that the ethical code doesn't correspond to what happens in the world? As if there's one God who gave the Torah with all the ethical rules, and then as if there's another God who made Teva, and they don't stim together. So if there would be more than one God, that would be the terrorist. If you say that God does know what's happening, is not aware of what's happening in the world, that would be a terrorist. If you say that he is aware, but he's unable to do anything about it, that would be a gewaltig terrorist. Well, we believe there's one God, and he knows what's happening, and he does have hashgacha pratis, and he can intervene, and he doesn't intervene, and he's a good God, not an evil God. He's a good God. How does he allow all these terrible tragedies to occur? So that's a murderous kasha that we have. How come we have Tzadik V'Ra'ala, Rosh HaBetovlo? So the Gemara gives a psashtikal answer, but it's not the whole answer at all. It's not at all the whole answer. Then the Gemara has a strange comment based on the pasuk. Malam Shera Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Kesher Shel Tefillin. Four or five lines from the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu Kesher Shel Tefillin. What do you have to show him the Kesher Shel Tefillin? Tell him what it should look like. What do you have to show him? So Avdol Bala Soloveitchik has an essay in his sefer when he talks about the Tosfos on Vav Amud Aleph. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds Kesher Shel Tefillin Halacha Moshe Mesinai that the Kesher Shel Rosh should be a Dalet and the Kesher Shel Yud should be a Yud. Kesher Shel Yad should be a Yud. Tosfos disagrees. They have a raya from the Gemara and Bamei Madlikin on Daf Chav Ches on the base that it cannot be. That the Dalet and the Yud are only Midirabon. Kesher Shel Tefillin Halacha Moshe Mesinai, there should be a Kesher. It has to be a Kesher Shel Kayama. Right? The Gemara says the last parak in Erevin, if Aniva is a Kesher Shel Kayama for Shabbos purposes, for Malacha Shabbos, then Aniva is good for Tefillin. If Aniva is not a Kesher Shel Kayama for Shabbos, then it's not good for Tefillin. So you see from the Gemara in the last parak in Erevin, you don't need the Tzuras HaKesher Menatur. Just you need a Kesher Shel Kayama. And the Dalet and the Yud shape, that's only with the Rabban. And Rashi and the Rama hold no, the Dalet and Yud is a Din Deraisa. So how come it's not Teres HaShem Eficha Menamuta Beficha? Why do you need an additional gemiri? We have a tradition halachah l'moshe m'sinai that you cannot make ritzus mar behem atmeah. I should learn it out from the pasuk. I don't need the gemiri halachah l'moshe m'sinai. I should learn it out from the pasuk. Manti ateras Hashem v'ficha min amut v'ficha. Just like the Bayis Shal Rosh has a shin on it, we have two shins. In the days of the Gemara, sounds like they only had one shin. Whatever. So just like that shin is an ois of Dibetam, one ois needs Torah Hashem Eficha min Amuta Beficha. So the Ritzuas have the ois Dalet, and the ois Yud should also be Torah Hashem Eficha min Amuta Beficha. What do you need this halacha Moshe Mesinai, the Huchshu Malach Shemaim, Alar Behem Atar Milvad? What do you need that for the Ritzuas? You should say maybe you need it for other things, for the Mishkan, or as Tchoshim, for other things. So Avdol Bala Soloveitchik comes to defend Rashi in the Rambam. So he says, you look in the Rambam says that you make a Kesher Shel Rosh in the shape of a Dalet. So he said, that's what it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu. Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Kesher Shel Tefillin. Whenever all the things that Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a Gemara Menachos, Baruch Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu a Menorah Shalesh on Har Sinai. And he told them, you should make the menorah and the mishkan the same way the menorah shalish. Then he showed them the levana, achodesh hazeh. Whenever it says hazeh, that something was demonstrated visually, they showed something. Achodesh alohem, achodesh baruch hu showed Moshe v'Yaron what the levana looks like. So whenever it says in by the Shvatzim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zalachem HaTameh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbein all the different animals which are kosher, which are cake. So the Biskarov has this big Dvar Torah. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to Moshe Rabbein, it means that the din is, it depends on what it looks like. It doesn't depend on what it really is, it depends what it looks like. So that was the suggestion that he has, that the dalet, the shin on the Shabbat Rosh is a shin. The dalet of the kasher b'tzura is dalet. That's what it should look like. But it's not really a dalet. So that's why it's not covered with the din of Torah Hashem b'ficho. The shin is real Torah. That's an ois of shin. And one letter is also the real Torah. But the dalet is not a dalet. It's a kasher b'tzura is dalet. So that's what Adobel is about Torah. I'm like, Harry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, kasher shel tefillin. Okay, I gotta leave early today. I apologize. So Sunday I will not be able to do Chazara. Try to finish till the end of the second parak, and then I'll try to give Chazara on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday. I'll see if it's possible. Okay, we will be in touch. Please tell those who are not here today. Tell Mr. Lemberger, tell the others who are not here that I won't be giving shiur next.
I was learning English. Yeah.
I'm sure.